And the title of this chapter is The Happiness of Those Who Trust in God. All right? The Happiness of Those Who Trust in God. And it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around about all those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Now, you know, that's when you declare negative things all the time. It's not just talking about saying bad things about other people. Speaking evil is when we speak those things contrary to the word of God. And it says, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all of their troubles. Out of all of their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and he saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones, and not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. And it says again, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name forever. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, for you alone are worthy, and forever we will sing. Hallelujah. I will learn to walk in your way, and step by step you'll lead me,
and I will follow you all of my day. I will follow you all of my day.
Hallelujah. We honor you, Lord Jesus, and forever we will sing. Hallelujah. We will sing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, we praise you, Jesus, glory. Come on, church, lift your hands and worship him. Hallelujah. I watched a little video clip last night, and it said, you know, worship is not entertainment. Worship is not really how good we sound or how bad we sound. Worship comes from the heart. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God, and he's on the inside. Amen. Uh-oh, I lost somebody. There she comes. Praise God. Turn to somebody and say, I'm so glad you're here today. And say, you know what? There's a song rising in my heart today. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
like a fire, burning like a fire. You're on the inside, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. Yeah. You're on the inside, burning like a fire, burning like a fire. You're on the inside, keeping me alive.
Thank you.
don't know what you're going through today, but even in the book of Acts, things were getting really bad outside, and the disciples, they all came together again, and they didn't say, oh God, take care of all this mess and undo it. No, they said, God, fill us again. And the Holy Spirit came as it came in the second chapter, and again the house shook, and their lives were touched again, infilling them and empowering them with the passion to live and to be what they needed to be for the world at their time. You got a passion on the inside. You got everything you need on the inside to do what you need to do, to say what you need to say to your family, to your friends, to those that you see every day that are hopeless and they're looking for somebody that's got something. Amen. Hallelujah. When you leave here today, after we've gathered together and we've worshiped and we've prayed and we've heard the word, you should be on fire. That passion should be stirred up on the inside of you. That you can say, you know what, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Come on. Praise and magnify the Lord today because he is on the inside. Thank you, Father God, for stirring up the passion in this church. Lord God, the passion to talk to others, the passion to share your love. Hallelujah. Father, they hear enough condemnation. They need to hear your love and the overflow of your Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God, you have done great things. That's right. You give grace to the and bless the broken hearted with the song of praise to thee. You reach down and lift.
Richmond, I run my mouth. I love talking to people. But anyway, this older gentleman and I met in the shoe section, and I spoke to him. He said, I'm having a blessed day. And from that point, I learned that he'd had 5 bypasses. He had stents put in. And then I told him about that. Then he said, and also my wife has a condition to where that at any moment she could go. And he said, but you know what, son? I said, what's that, young man? He said, my God still performs miracles today. He said, and by the grace of God, he is still alive.
Amen.
Ain't that awesome? And just about a 5-minute conversation. But the most spectacular thing for myself, is I let him know that Kaylin was my daughter. And before he left the store, he got my phone number. He said, when time gets bad, he said, I'm going to call that young man. Is that not awesome? This is a testimony to your church. It ain't about me. It's about what's been instilled in me in this place right here. It's about me taking what I've learned back out there in the world and just sharing it. And that's what time that is. Every day. I'm done. Amen, brother.
Great is our God. Sing with me.
worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How great is our God. Come on now.
Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
Oh, we worship and we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you, mighty God. How great you are today. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Holy, holy is He.
Jesus' name. You may be seated. Thank you. Thank you, praise and worship team. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In case some of you missed it, I just want to say this, remind you that by next Sunday, we're going to be giving you these camp meeting flyers to start making plans now not to miss anything, because it's really going to be good. We don't do a lot of special meetings because we know how busy everybody is and how demanding life is. I know sometimes for people, it's you know, they Sunday morning is their time that they can get everybody together and get things there, because sometimes they have work schedules, they have other things that interfere. But I tell you what, camp meeting will bless you if you will sacrifice and say, you know what, I'll be there. I'm going to be there Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday morning, and Sunday night. And I'm hoping that we'll have nursery for ages under 3 and under for those that, you know, because you know what? I tell you this again. You may say, well, Pastor Laverne, I don't know if we've got any that age or not. You know what? God's sending them in. I'm getting ready for who God sends in. I want workers in place. I want teachers in place. I want everything ready. And everybody believing, you know what? When those people come through the door, we got something for them. Amen. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Pastor? Amen. Me? Already?